plagued a potential nugget.
And just as we move towards wrapping up, Jay, how do you think about excellence in the context of politics? What, as you look at politicians that have inspired you, what about them, what about some of these leaders make them great and not just good?
Well, look, ultimately, politics is about improving the lot of people, improving the conditions of our voters and our country. Now, not all politicians work like that. Most of them work, many of them work only for their own benefit rather than for the national benefit. But there are many examples of politicians who have done the right thing. So, take the example of P.V. Narasimha Rao. He spent decades being an apparatchik of a particular party. And an odd set of circumstances suddenly pitchforked him into the prime ministership, and he inherited a huge crisis where India was about to default on its external payments. He used the crisis superbly to bring in reforms which either had been not thought about or even had been thought about, were not implemented by earlier leaders. So that was a fantastic thing that he did, and you can see the results of that even quarter century later. That was a turning point. Take the example of Vajpayee, another political leader who spent decades out of office and only got a few years at the end of his career as prime minister. He shifted the gears very dramatically on a particular aspect which meets this question of yours. Indian politics had always been, from independence, very populist, because we went from British Raj, where the public's opinion didn't matter, to suddenly public opinion mattering even when the country was 75% illiterate and 75% poor. And so populism was the call of the day for many decades, investing in handouts rather than on long-term investments. Vajpayee shifted the needle dramatically when he started this massive infrastructure program, twofold. One was the Golden Quadrilateral, highways connecting the entire nation. And the second was the PMGSY, Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, building asphalt roads into villages. So today, more than 90% of all Indian villages have asphalt roads, which has transformed their lives. Because just to take an example in Odisha, during the monsoons for 3 to 4 months every year, large sections of the population used to be cut off from civilization because everything around them was mud. They couldn't go to the local school, they couldn't go to the local hospital, they couldn't go to the market 10 kilometers away. Now, Vajpayee shifted the needle by taking a bold gambit. It didn't pay off immediately, but if you look 20 years later, it has paid off hugely. For anybody that spends time in rural India, you can recognize it. More recently, the GST. Now, the GST creates a unified market. Although many people have advocated it, Manmohan Singh when he was prime minister and others, but it was under the Modi government that it happened. And it took enormous grit and enormous commitment to make it happen. It didn't happen on autopilot. It required a lot of cajoling and twisting of arms. So that is an example of using political capital to bring about a seismic shift. With all the difficulties of implementing GST and the initial hurdles will pale in the future when you look at the benefits that it brings about. Because for the first time, India becomes a unified domestic market. In the US, it happened again many decades after their independence when they passed the Interstate Commerce Act. And this removes a lot of peculiar inversions in our economy. When we don't have a unified market, which we didn't until now, it used to be cheaper to send raw materials abroad to get it processed into finished goods and then re-import it back. Whereas the value addition was going elsewhere, the profits were going elsewhere. We were just consumers. That inversion gets dramatically rectified. So these are three examples of leaders using either political capital or a crisis or a particular window of opportunity to shift gears in a very dramatic fashion.
Got it. Two big takeaways for me here. One is that great leaders have a knack of when the time is right, and whether it's a crisis or a fleeting moment of opportunity,
They have an intuitive sense of when to change gears and move forward with their ideas. Second is that some of these decisions can only be judged in a longer time horizon. It's critical to have an appropriate long-term view while judging the effectiveness of an ambitious decision or a project. And I guess the onus is on the leader to provide that perspective to the wider community while judging the effectiveness of an ambitious decision or a project. Thank you for listening. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that is covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from my various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines, from people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishy Anand, Vijay Amritraj, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali, Rama Bijapurkar, and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where the content is organized by nuggets and they are tagged by themes so that you could get perspectives from multiple individuals on a topic that you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, and several other podcast apps. But that might not give you the flexibility to navigate across speakers by theme. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate and review. It'll help other people discover it. Thank you for listening.